This is Church Alive's teaching of the week. For additional teachings or information about the church, go to churchalive.net.
Good morning. I hope everyone's doing well, and I'd like to extend a welcome to all of our guests that are with us this morning. Welcome, and we hope you enjoy. For those of you who have never experienced this, this is our At the Movies series, and this morning we're going to continue our At the Movies series. It's a summer series that we just like to do because it's fun, and well, actually, we can find biblical truths in movies. So during this series, what we like to do is we like to take a variety of films and we just look for biblical truths from those films and pull them out and talk about those. And we see this concept actually in Scripture. You'll see it in Matthew 13, starting at verse 34. It says, Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. This fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet. I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Now, this morning is really special because this morning we have our kiddos in service with us. Where are my kiddos? Kiddos! Yay! Now, I know it's not the fifth Sunday, but we thought since we're doing migration, we needed to have the kids in service with us. So parents, especially those parents that have kids, let's take this moment and let's extend some appreciation to all of our children's ministry teachers. Come on, y'all. They deserve much claps and appreciation. They do such a great job every single week with our kiddos, teaching them biblical truths in class. So thank you guys. Thank y'all. We appreciate you. So today's film is for the entire family to enjoy, and this is Migration. I don't know if you've seen this movie, but if you have it, I'm going to tell you, it's a good one. It's a really good one. It was released in 2023. And y'all, this is the story of a mallard duck family. And maybe I just like ducks. I don't know. We actually had a couple of mallard ducks whenever I was a kid. And they were named Tom and Jerry. They were so sweet. And then they disappeared. We thought that maybe a snapping turtle got them. But anyway, back to the story. So the story follows a family of mallard ducks, and they're trying to convince their overprotective father to go on a migration from the pond where they live all the way to Jamaica. So in order for you to understand the story, you need to understand a little bit about the characters. So allow me to introduce you to some of the characters. You have Mac. He's the dad. Now, he's kind of nervous. I mean, you actually see it in the picture right there. He is nervous. He's scared. He's overprotective. And y'all, he's kind of stuck in his comfort zone. You'll learn that as the movie goes on. Then you have Pam. She's the mom. Now, she's the one with vision. She's ready for adventure, to go see new places and do new things. Then we have two children. We have the teenage son, Dax. And Dax, he is also ready to see the world. And frankly, he's tired of just hanging out at the pond. And then we have the young little girl, Gwen. And Gwen is just full of wonder. She believes everything her dad says. And then we have Uncle Dan. Uncle Dan is the voice of Danny DeVito. And it's like, imagine Danny DeVito as a duck. And you have Uncle Dan. And you're going to love him. So this mallard duck family, they have built a good life on a quiet pond in New England. It's safe, it's predictable, it's comfortable, and they're completely going nowhere. But frankly, y'all, it's boring. It's just boring, just swimming around that pond all the time. And like good little duck parents, Mac and Pam, they tell their children bedtime stories while tucking them in. So let's take a look. Now, Mac isn't a bad dad. He truly loves his family, but he genuinely believes that he's doing the right thing for his family. He's passing down wisdom. He believes that he's keeping his family safe. And wouldn't you all agree? These are good things. But what he actually is handing down to his daughter, if you think about it, he's really handing her a cage by having them all just there and being afraid. I mean, you hear with all that he was saying in the story, it was constant, you know. So did you know that fear is one of the most contagious things in a family? And, you know, this is really something to think about because as parents, we need to be aware of this. And there's a balance there. Wisdom, concern, but we need to make sure we're not passing down fear. Because kids can catch it before they even know what they're even afraid of. They're just doing what mom and dad or other people in the family are doing. And so we can spend a lifetime living inside of fears, y'all, that we did not even choose simply because we inherited them. So think about that. Now, today's teaching is called Scaredy Duck. Scaredy Duck. And I thought that Migration was a really great movie to be able to teach us this valuable lesson. And that is that fear doesn't protect us. It just keeps us from the life that God has for us. Okay? Fear doesn't protect us. It just keeps us from the life God has for us. So I hope that we'll be able to take away something good from this, both parents and children. Now, our key scripture for this morning's teaching is 2 Timothy 1:7, one of my favorite scriptures, and that is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Love that scripture. And y'all, the Bible tells us time and time again, do not be afraid. It's always saying, do not be afraid, or sometimes you'll see, fear not. So that tells me, because you see it so many times in scripture, that is a really important message that God wants to get across to us. He tells us that he doesn't want us to be afraid, and he doesn't want fear to control our lives, but instead, he wants us to receive power, his power. So our first point this morning is this: fear keeps us stuck. Fear keeps us stuck. And one day, a migrating family lands in the pond where the Mallard family's pond is. And I just want y'all to check out this interaction that they have with this other family. I think that hit him kind of hard. So Pam, the mom, she states the real issue right there. When she said, I don't want to miss out on life because you're afraid to leave this pond. Whoa. And then she went on to say, and you really need to open your eyes before you miss it all. Hard truth there, but was needed, right? So this really isn't about a trip to Jamaica or a Caribbean vacation, as he said, but it's really about whether fear gets to write our story, right? Because Jesus said in John 10:10 that he came so that we could have life and have it to the full. Let's check out this scripture, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come that we may have life and have it to the full. You know, we quote that scripture all the time, but let's really break that down. He wants us to have life to the full. That's not a half life. That's not a life that's just safe and fearful. And that is a full life that he's talking about. It's a life that overflows in abundance. That's the kind of life that he wants for us. And y'all, we only get one shot at this. We get one life. That's it. And fear, if we let it, it will steal every bit of it from us. So Mac had built a comfortable, really a comfortable prison there on that pond. And he called it home. And perhaps we've done the same thing. Perhaps we've done that in our own lives. Perhaps we believed that we believed a lie, that we could never do anything outside of our comfort zone. And sometimes we have to just make a decision to step out, to do different things, even whenever we may be scared. Because guess what? Even though we may be scared, we know that God is with us. And isn't that exactly what Peter did when he got out of the boat in Matthew chapter 14? I'm sure Peter was scared. I mean, there were waves. It was a storm going on. But when he joined Jesus walking on the water, even though he was afraid, Jesus never left Peter. He never did. And he's not going to leave us either. So point number two is brave doesn't mean not scared. Brave doesn't mean not scared. So the Mallard family, they decide to go on a migration. Dad too. And it does not go smoothly. They get turned around and they actually end up, y'all, in New York City. Whoa! They wind up inside of a fancy restaurant where the chef specializes in duck, you know, like as in them. So they barely escape. And along the way, y'all, they meet one of my favorite characters. His name is Delroy. He is a parrot locked in a cage in that very restaurant. But y'all, he knows the way to Jamaica. Listen up. So, how do you like those directions? Not exactly a GPS, but they follow them anyway. And see, that's the thing about life with God, is the life that he calls us into, it's not always going to look organized. It's not always going to be the path that is just perfectly clear. But the whole trip, the Mallards, they may be scared, but y'all, they keep on moving. And did you notice what Dax said to Mac? Just because you're scared of everything doesn't mean I have to be. Now, that was probably really hard for a dad to hear, for Mac to hear. But Dax, y'all, he had made a decision. He made a decision that he was not going to inherit his dad's fear. And I applaud Dax for that, because we can all make that same decision. If we're struggling with fear, each one of us has the opportunity to break that cycle. We can do that with the help of the Lord. So being brave, y'all, it doesn't mean that all the fear goes away. You may still be afraid, but you choose to move forward anyway, despite that fear. Remember, God doesn't promise that the journey will be easy, but he promises to go with us. Joshua 1:9 says this: "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid." There's another one of those "do not be afraid." "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you." What does it say? "Wherever you go." That was not just a scripture for Joshua and the children of Israel. That's a scripture for each one of us as well. The Lord will go with us wherever we go. Point number three, we were made to fly. Now, the whole movie builds up to this point where a family of ducks who had never migrated, who had been told their whole life that the world was so dangerous and too unpredictable and too scary, y'all, they finally make it. But just before they do, just before they get there, something amazing happens. Because Delroy, who had been caged his whole life, y'all, he gets set free. And y'all, he doesn't hesitate. I want you to see how he reacts, because he knows exactly what he was made for. Great clip. So some of us, y'all, we've been in a cage so long that we have forgotten that we have wings. Because, you know, fear will do that. Fear will do that. Fear can make us feel like we can't move. Fear can make us feel helpless. Fear can even make us feel like we are unable to ever change. It'll keep us so contained for so long that the cage actually starts to feel normal. But fear is a liar. It's a liar. And Jesus, he didn't give us fear. He came to give us freedom. Freedom. I can just see Delroy shooting out of that cave and just flying everywhere. Freedom. That's what Jesus came to give us. And in the place of fear, he gives us power. Power. And when we believe what Jesus says and we walk in his ways, we can truly experience his abundant life and move toward the place that he is leading us. Let's check out the ducks. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. They were beat up. They were worn out. Nothing was going according to plan. But y'all, they made it. They made it. And it was worth every scary moment. That's the overcoming life that Jesus was talking about. There may be twists, there may be turns, but we were not created to live in a cage or to circle the pond forever. We were wired for more than survival. And we only live once. we cannot afford to spend one life, the one life we have, just sitting on the sideline because fear has told us to just stay put. So the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Fear is one of his favorite tools that he uses. Remember our key scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's look at it again. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but y'all, he has given you. He has given you power. He has given you love, and he has given you a sound mind because you were made to fly. Would you stand with me, please? I know that we just watched a kiddie movie, but I think it's pretty good, and I think it has a lot of things that we can learn and we can take away. So would you please bow your heads? Maybe this morning you could relate to Mac and the fear that's been holding him back, because maybe fear has been holding you back. And this morning, I just want to encourage you that you don't have to settle for that kind of life. This morning, would you be brave, and would you simply raise your hand if maybe fear is something that you've been dealing with lately? I know in my own life, I have dealt with it. And as I said, fear is one of the favorite tools that Satan uses. So if that's you today, if you would just be brave and raise your hand, I see those hands. I want to simply pray specifically for you over this spirit of fear. Thank you for those hands. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, today we understand that fear is not from you. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, you have given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand against every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, spirit of worry that has tried to control our lives. And when we feel afraid, we will choose to put our trust in you. We will choose to cast every care on you, Jesus, because you care for us. Now, Lord, forgive us. Please forgive us for the times where we have allowed fear to control our decisions. And today we make a decision. We reject fear. We reject the lies of Satan. They will no longer have power over us because of you, Jesus. We have victory. We have victory. We will walk in boldness, in courage, and in the peace of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Church Alive teaching of the week. We invite you to join us for our Sunday morning worship service every Sunday at 8:45 or 10:30. Learn more at churchalive.net.